Hey, Power Achievers, this is Pat Council, and I want to welcome you to Designing Your Life Today. Before we get started with our show, I just want to remind you of a couple of things. Get signed up for our newsletter, Power Up Today. Just go to designingyourlifetoday.com/newsletter. And you can go to designingyourlifetoday.com, and it's right there in our menu section. You can find out more about why it's such a great idea to sign up for our newsletter by checking it out, designingyourlifetoday.com/newsletter. Also, we are giving away lots of great e-cards, some great gift cards that I know you guys are going to love. You're going to be able to use them to get things that you love. And you can find out more about that by signing up for our Power Up Today newsletter. Or go to our designingyourlifetoday.com/contact-us, our contact page, and you can find out how you can get your name in a drawing to win one of three $10 Amazon.com gift cards that we are giving away. Also, remember to confirm whenever you request anything through our signups, you will get an email asking you to confirm that you did put in that request. Be sure to go to your email and confirm your request so that we can respond back to you. I'm also giving away a free ebook, which you can download by going to designingyourlifetoday.com/resources. It's 15 simple habits of super productive people. And check out the resources mentioned all throughout this week's show by going to designingyourlifetoday.com/savings-and-sources. We've got a lot of great things. All right, it's time for our show. Let's get on with it.
Enjoy listening to Designing Your Life Today, featuring Pat Council, the show that inspires you to live from a position of power and win by increasing your wealth, improving your health, and by building fruitful relationships. It's all about doing life with power.
Hey, you guys, welcome to Wonderful Wednesday on Designing Your Life Today. This is your host, Pat Council. I hope you guys got back to the basics during the month of August, all month long. Listen, we're going to be having our drawings soon. So if you have not registered for anything, if you didn't take the time to tell us what you need, which gets your name into a drawing, by all means, be sure to go and do that. If you need to register or tell us what you need to participate in that drawing, then you go to designingyourlifetoday.com/contact-us. Go to our contact page and you will see the information off to the right asking that you tell us what you need. When you tell us what you need and submit that information to us, your name goes into a drawing. So the more you share with us, meaning in terms of numbers, the more of you that share, the more drawings we're actually going to do. Now, it says we're giving away one of three. However, if we get an overwhelmingly large number of people participating, we'll give away more than three Amazon.com gift cards. So be sure to go there and check all that out. Go to our contact page and tell us what you need. Okay, let's see. Our topic for today is bouncing back from rock bottom. And if you say, well, I'm not rock bottom, I've never been at rock bottom, doesn't mean you're going to get there. But there are some people listening that have been at the rock bottom and they are building and working their way back up. And so if I have to confess, I've been at rock bottom before, especially when the economic downturn happened. I mean, it sent me for a loop and I really didn't know what to do and which way to turn. I had to kind of figure life out. And that is a situation that I would not wish on anyone. However, it does happen. But the beautiful part about that is that you can bounce back and you will survive it. It may seem like you're not going to, but you will. And I survived it. I went through it and went through the fire and became an even more sparkly, shinier type of diamond person. Hard, you know, just a hard charger when it comes to success. And that's where the power lady emerges, even more valuable. And if you're listening to this, whether you're male or female, you got the power in you to certainly bounce back from rock bottom. All right, I'm going to give you, I believe we're going to get through about 7 strategies for today. I'm going to go through them fairly quickly to make sure that I cover all 7 of those strategies. You guys, remember, on September, we are actually launching some new segments on our wonderful Wednesday. I think we're going to keep our What's Up with That Wednesday, and that's going to be every other Wednesday. And then we are going to, on Wednesday, I believe it's going to happen on Wednesday, we're going to give you irrefutable principles of success. On the show, I'm always talking about principles. I'm talking about that principles are unbreakable and that you have to align with those principles if you want to have that success. And so I'm always sharing that information. You know, I'm a student of that and I've been studying that for a long time. And now I'm even more serious about it as I pay attention to what's going on in our economy, in our country, not just along the lines of money, but just in various areas of everything, are where it seems as though things aren't exactly going uphill, they're going downhill. And of course, what goes up must come down, and what goes down can always go back up, provided it aligns with those principles. So, irrefutable principles of success, that is one of our new segments. Another one is a millionaire's minute. You're going to find out more about that during the month of September. It's going to be awesome. You're going to get lots of great tips from live millionaires in some cases. In some cases, I'm going to share tips that I got from a millionaire and they did not have the time to, you know, be on the show. And in other cases, I will kind of borrow some information from people who are professed millionaires through perhaps Forbes and some of the other magazines where they are the Forbes 400. And so we'll get you some really great information. The more you know about becoming a millionaire or how millionaires think, the easier it will be for you to kind of align with those concepts and ideas. And I can assure you, a lot of people think that millionaires are people who are taking the money, or they did something illegal, or they did something wrong, or they did something crooked. Listen, that is so not true. Now, some of them, once they kind of started to rise up and got a little greedy, and then they changed, but they aligned with certain principles. It doesn't mean that some of them didn't do something illegal from the beginning, and I could call a few names that you may recognize, but I'm not going to do that. But the point I'm making here is that when you understand the true principles, and you'll hear kind of the common denominators when I share these millionaires moments with you, and you'll start to see a pattern. And that's kind of what I'm hoping for, is that you will see that pattern and you can look at your own life and see if you're following that same road. Another one, a morning cup of tea. Now, that's not exactly new. We did start with a morning cup of tea. It was, I think, probably a couple of years ago. However, I decided to bring it back. And drinking tea, you're going to find out why tea is so good for your body. And we're going to talk about the different types of tea that you can drink that will really help you out physically and mentally and emotionally. So we are going to just have a lot of fun with these new segments. All right, let's talk a little bit about bouncing back from rock bottom. You guys have heard my story before, but for those of you that might be new listeners, I was, you know, made a lot of money in real estate, lost a lot of money, a whole lot of money. Okay, I didn't really lose it, but I kind of spent more than I should have. And I was not wise with that money. And during that time in my life, I thought I was being wise. I had some money saved up, but I could have done things to make the money grow even more. Well, since that time, I have since realized that it is so important that you take the time to design your life. So when I decided to kind of regroup and get back in the game, then I decided, you know what, this time I am going to design my life. I'm going to pay attention, more attention to my finances, more attention to my relationships, more attention to the people that I let in my space, and the people really whose space that I go into. I'm going to pay attention to what I or filter out what I allow to go into my ears and my mind and take to heart. And that which doesn't work, yeah, I'm going to toss it. So I had to kind of make some decisions about that. And I realized that in order for me to design that healthy whole life, it has to be me using my four power cores: emotional, mental, spiritual, and physical. Now, that's sometimes easier said than done. Okay, not sometimes, but it's easier said than done, because a lot of adjustments had to be made. So what I'm going to talk about a little bit today, I'm going to give you these seven strategies pretty quickly here. And you're going to get some ideas on how to bounce back from rock bottom. Now, even if you're not at rock bottom, you can, and you're in a challenging situation, these same seven strategies, they may help you. The first one is assess the situation. You want to step back and look at where you are. Now, stepping back and assessing a situation, sometimes we think what that means is that we're supposed to look at a situation and draw a conclusion that or we're supposed to kind of look at that situation and beat ourselves up and then draw a conclusion that there's something wrong with us and that we're just an awful person and we shouldn't have done this and all the shoulds and the should nots and what we shouldn't have done and what we should have done. And that leads to regret. So when you are assessing the situation, the object of the game is not to have a lot of regret over a situation. And if you're going to have regret, let it be for a minute or two. And here's the thing that comes with that, because you say, well, if you don't regret a situation, that means that you don't feel sorry for what you've done, especially if you've done something to hurt someone or other people got hurt in the process. So the thing about that, though, is that you really need to understand that when you send out that energy of regret, it's not going to make things better. It's not going to help you rise up from rock bottom. It's actually going to keep you there, and it's going to keep you there a lot longer. Trust me, been there, done that, feeling guilty, feeling regret, and wishing I had done certain things differently, and my life did not change. Well, it did, but not for the better. Just when I thought, wow, what else could go wrong? And so the thing is, things went wrong. But my point is, at some point, I toughened up and I said, you know what, forget this, no regret. You know, anything I need to repair, I'm going to work to repair it. Whatever I need to redo, I'm going to redo it. But I'm going to be about living life and doing it with power, which, by the way, that's where that phrase comes from, doing life with power. And it is all about coming from a position of power, not a position of weakness in life. Now, so the first one is you want to assess the situation. The second one is make a decision about what you will do differently. See, be quick about this. Once you assess the situation, you're looking for kind of the holes in your program or the holes in your actions or the holes in your thought processes so that you can now quickly move on to making a decision about what you're going to do differently. When you can make a decision about what you're going to do differently on the side of taking right action, then you know what? It's going to be amazing. You're going to recover a lot faster. Do you know that there are people who are multimillionaires and they lose everything, and then 6 months later, they are back and they are back strong? And you know why? Because they don't spend a lot of time regret and pining over what didn't happen or what could have happened or what should have happened. So make a decision about what you're going to do differently. Now, the third one is decide who stays on your team and release who doesn't. Sometimes when you've assessed the situation and it involves other people, you realize that, wait a minute, I should have not connected myself to that person. But don't, you know, be judgmental and beat that other person up as though they're a bad person. It doesn't mean that they're a bad person, because listen, we're all on a journey of enlightenment. We're all on a journey to understanding ourselves. We're all on a journey to really becoming more spiritually strong. And everybody's not in the same place. However, you have to decide, where do you want to go now that you're bouncing back? And if that person doesn't fit at that moment, that doesn't mean that you can't help them. It doesn't mean you can't be friends with them. Well, you may not be able to help them, because you really can't help yourself at that point. However, what it does mean is that for a moment, you need to keep your distance so that you can become stronger, so that you can be whole again, so that you can be well again, so that whatever forgiving you have to do, that you can forgive yourself and whoever else was involved. And once you do that, then you can perhaps decide who you're going to let back on your team. But I will tell you this. Sometimes, I know I had a friend, and I hadn't talked to her. I think it had to be, we hadn't really communicated for almost 10 years. And it was because she got married, and I'll give you the short version. She got married, and her husband didn't want her hanging around with single women. Well, at the time, I was a single woman. So he didn't want her around me. And as a result, she allowed that to happen. So we lost communication. Well, 10 years later, we reconnected, and I was excited to reconnect with my friend. But what I noticed was I had been through a lot in my life that called for a lot of growth, a lot of personal growth. And I noticed that even though she had been through a lot, whereas I decided to grow forward and grow up and grow in happiness and grow in love, she decided to grow in bitterness and to grow in playing the victim, and it was someone else's fault. So you know what? I thought, wow, you know, happy to reconnect with my friend, but right now, really not interested in hanging out. And to be quite honest, not interested in hanging out, period. So what I'm saying to you is that you have to decide who stays on your team. We're not just talking about friendship. We're talking about business and any area of business or any area of your life where you realize that you need to release a person in order for you to go forward. Now, that's not always easy because, you know, I love my friend. I have to be honest. She's, you know, kind of a fun person. However, when another part of her kicks in, I feel like in my mind that someone's literally grabbing me by my, let's say, t-shirt and pulling me backwards. And no matter how hard I fight to move forward, that person pulls me backwards. Okay, so I'm not interested in going backwards. I'm only interested in going forward. So decide who stays on your team and release who doesn't. The fourth strategy that I have for you is get a mentor or a coach. Now, I have had both. I still have both, a mentor and I have a coach. And I talk to my mentor about things perhaps that I wouldn't, that I don't share with my coach. Because with a mentor, I can get a little bit personal. And my mentor is amazing. My mentor actually provides me with a lot of wisdom. My mentor is older than I am, more experienced, and really non-judgmental, and really looks at the whole aspects of, first of all, who I am and the whole aspects of what I'm sharing with them. And they ask questions before they, you know, give me an answer. And my mentor is not bossy, because that's not the job of a mentor, is to boss you. They give you advice, they give you suggestions, and that's how it begins and ends. Okay, and you decide what you're going to do for your life. Coach, having a life coach to keep me on track is something that's very important to me. And even as a certified life coach myself, and I've coached many others for years, the coach still always needs a coach, because it's easy for you to look at someone else's life and you can help them, and you can look at your own life and you can assess things and you can make decisions, but it's really great to have someone that you can be accountable to that can really help you rise to your highest level, either professionally or let's say, but mine is on the professional side, but professionally or personally. So, and when I say personally, I'm not talking about deep, dark secrets. I'm talking about personally, like staying on point with your physical fitness and staying on point with getting up in the morning and doing those kinds of things that you said you wanted to do so that you can really become better. So get a mentor or a coach, or you can get both. The other thing is develop a new or revamped plan. You know, that's really important that you look at the plan that you have. If you say, you know what, I love what I'm doing and it fell through the cracks and I made some decisions that I perhaps should not have made or didn't know I was making the decisions that were going to be counterproductive to my success, but it's still a great plan now that I see what I've done wrong. Einstein did not give up when it was time for him to, in a sense, I'm going to say create the light bulb, even though he had help with the filament in the light bulb. But Einstein didn't give up on that. Okay, just because it didn't pan out initially, didn't, and it failed several times, he kept going back. He revamped and revamped and revamped the same plan. And the thing is, though, you have to understand that when a plan is not for you, when you're not, it's not a part of your calling, it's not who you're meant to be, it's not the life you really are excited about living, at that point, you really have to sit back and think about, you know, getting a new plan for your life and building a new plan for your life, or putting it together. And that's a part of designing your life. And you want to design your life today. That's why our show is Designing Your Life Today, because power is in the present moment. So you want to revamp that plan. And here's the beautiful part. Your mentor, your coach, they can help you determine if that is an effective plan. Okay, so they can help you with that, and they can help you see some of the loopholes or things that you might have missed. So you really want to pay attention to that. Now, the sixth strategy that I have for you is, listen, make a decision to change your lifestyle if you must. What is or what has been hindering you? A lot of times we know what it is. Sometimes it's a person. So that we're attached to, and we don't want to release our attachment to that situation. Sometimes it's a type of food that we keep eating, and we know it's not good for us, but yet we keep, you know, sucking it down. And sometimes it is just things in our lives that we have to make adjustments, such as getting up earlier. I think on yesterday I said I was going to get up at 5 o'clock. I have a confession. I did wake up at 5 o'clock, and that was without an alarm clock. Usually if you kind of tell your mind you want to wake up at a certain time and you didn't stay up all night, you're going to wake up on time. And so I woke up at 5 o'clock. Well, the confession part is, even though I woke up at 5 o'clock, I stayed in the bed for a while, and I didn't get up until about 5:20. Well, I'm going back at it again, and I'm going to get up at 5, and I am going to wash my face so that I don't stay in the bed. So I'm going to get up and have my water and just brush my teeth, so I'm just going to be more alert. But I'm so proud of the fact that I laid in the bed until 5:20, and I actually got up at 5:20, so I'm excited about that, and I give myself credit for that. So why am I making that lifestyle change? Because there's something that I want that will take me higher, that will take me to the next level, that will give me the life that I want, the lifestyle that I have been, let's say, wanting for a long time. And I got that lifestyle along the lines of material things, and but I need to take it up a notch now. And do I want the material things more so? Yeah, I do. But it's not just so I can have a lot of stuff. It's so that I can have more, so I can do more for myself and for those that I choose to help. So the thing about it is, change your lifestyle if you must, and make that change. Now, getting up at 5 o'clock may sound like a simple thing, especially for you morning people who get up at 4, but getting up at 5 o'clock might sound like it's very simple, but I have to, you know, let you guys know that for someone who is not a morning person, yeah, that's kind of an issue for me. However, this morning when I finally did get up at 5:20, you know, I felt great. Yeah, I felt great. And I feel great because a friend of mine challenged me to get up at 5:45, and for 3 mornings in a row. So I did the 5:45, and I kept doing it. And now I'm getting up at 5:20. So that is really just really exciting for me, and I'm happy that I'm getting up. Okay, enough about that. Let's kind of press on. You get the picture. You want to change whatever changes you need to make in your lifestyle. And keep this in mind, that in order for you to go to the next level, you've got to do something different. I shared this on yesterday's show. And if you missed yesterday's show, of course you want to go and listen to it, because I talked about how to improve any situation. And it's really important that you understand that whatever your situation is, you can make it better if you need to make it better. You can make things work out in your favor. But in order for anything to work out in your favor, you've got to do something different. You've got to change your lifestyle, and you have to, you know, kind of pay attention to you a little bit. So that's why when we talk about changing your lifestyle or things that you need to change or whatever's hindering you, it's important that you really take a moment and take a look at you. Once again, never ever beat yourself up about where you are in life, and it's never anybody else's fault. It's easy to blame someone else. I got to tell you, it's easy to blame someone else for what you've been through, what you're going through, because you feel like they had a hand in that or they played a role in that. And it's possible that they played a role, but you have to understand that whatever role that they played, it is a role that was, let's say, allowed to, that you allowed them to play, whether you did it knowingly or unknowingly. That's why it's so important that you don't spend time beating yourself up. Wherever you were at that point in time in your mind and in your heart, you did what you thought was the right thing to do. But now that you know something different, see what changes you want to make in your lifestyle, and don't spend time regretting. Remember, don't feel badly about something. Just shake it off and decide that, hey, I am going to rise up and rise above. Okay, our final strategy, the seventh strategy, is move ahead. No matter what is going on, you've got to keep moving ahead. You know, if you need a little downtime, you know, take a day and just let the shock of everything wear off. And then when you wake up the next day, listen, you need to be up and running. You need to move ahead. Why? Because that means it's time to launch. It's time for you to prepare yourself so that you can launch yourself into your best self, into your greatest life, and really step up and step out and make life happen for you. Well, those are the seven strategies that I have for you guys. And speaking of launch, you guys knew where I was going with this. If you listened to, I think, yesterday's show, then you know where I'm going with this. September is all about relaunching and launching. So we're going to talk about that during the entire month of September, except for those days that I take off. And listen, I want to encourage you to share our show, Designing Your Life Today, with your friends, your family members, your coworkers. I want to encourage you to really just say, hey, you guys, let's kind of get together as a group. You know, you could do it in groups of two. Is two a group? All right, maybe three. Groups of three, four. Actually, two can be a group. And you guys can really be there for each other and kind of hold each other accountable. Not beat each other up, not make each other feel badly about doing something different or not getting something done, just to hold each other accountable without the pressure, but with kindness, with love, and just kind of, you know, inspire the person to keep pressing forward. Let them know that they can do it. Usually when people don't get something done, it's because on some level they're afraid. And so you beating them up and telling them that you said you were going to do it and you didn't get it done, well, that's just going to make them more afraid. I know you'd scare me, so stop scaring me. All right, I sounds weird. I had to say that. But the point I'm making is that during the month of September, you guys could perhaps, you know, have your groups and you guys can share different things that you hear on Designing Your Life Today. And you can really start to take things up a notch and make sure that by the end of this year, or at least by December 15th, you guys will have, if you don't complete all of the goals that you have that you set for this year or those New Year's resolutions, at least by December 15th, you will be able to look back and say, wow, here I am, September, October, November, December 15th, and look what I did in that short period of time. So you really want to get ready to launch or relaunch. If you missed any of our Back to the Basics shows, remember we had the expert trainer, Ronnie Mason, a.k.a. Ronnie the Solution Mason. And also, Ronnie will be coming in September a few more times. And so if you miss any of his tips, I can tell you he's going to keep you inspired. So you want to check out what he has to say too. And you guys know that you can do it. Know that wherever you are in your life, you can rise up. You can go to that next level. I don't know anybody who's achieved any level of greatness that didn't really fall down and hit rock bottom. Okay, I think that's all I have for you guys, except to remind you the highlights are coming after the show. So it's going to tell you where you can go and like this and love that and rate this. And we really want you, and I'm just going to go ahead and say it, so it's going to probably be a little redundant, just this one part, on iTunes. If you're listening on iTunes, you know, please rate our show. And thank you so much for sharing the show, because it's helping people. Our numbers are growing. As a matter of fact, they almost tripled during this month. So I'm super excited about that. I can't wait to see where we end up by midnight August 31st. I was going to say July 31st. I'm living back in time. August 31st. So I can't wait to see where we end up. I'm excited about our numbers. And that means that we're saying things that are inspiring people, enlightening people, and helping people. And most of all, we got some people out there that really are doing life with power. You guys have a great day. Enjoy this wonderful Wednesday. And I'm telling you, when we step out in September, we're going to have some great shows. But remember, I'm taking Labor Day off. Okay. I'm taking a break for the weekend. So I'm going to be chilling. All right. But we'll be back. You guys have a great day. Hey, Power Achievers. Here are some highlights to check out. Go over to designingyourlifetoday.com and check out some of the resources that we have for you. For show notes and transcripts, visit blog.designingyourlifetoday.com or check out our resources page for the link. If you're listening on iTunes, be sure to give us a review so our show can be found by other listeners. And connect with us on social media. Go to facebook.com/designingyourlifetoday or facebook.com/PatCouncil-designingyourlifetoday. You'll also find me, Pat Council, on Twitter, LinkedIn, Instagram, and Pinterest. Connect with me and other power achievers today.